Presidents Bush and Fox are likely to discuss the possibility of guest worker visas. Still haunting the two governments is an old guest worker program from 1942. Some workers who participated in that so-called Bracero program are planning to sue the U.S. and Mexican governments for money they say they earned but were never paid. From Los Angeles, Robin Urovich reports.
More than 50 years ago, Joaquin Mendez left his hometown in southern Mexico to work on the railroad in Chicago. Mendez died a few years ago, but his wife Juana thought she remembered something about money that was owed him. She dug out an old laminated card that identified Joaquin as a railroad worker under the Bracero, or guest worker program, and showed it to her grandson, Ventura Gutierrez.
She said, "Mijo, would you investigate and determine if I have benefits coming because your abuelito was a worker under the Bracero program?" And I said, "Sure."
Gutierrez, a labor organizer raised in Southern California, did investigate and discovered that his grandfather and millions of other Mexican braceros were due money from the program. Under the U.S.-Mexico agreement signed in the early 40s, 10% of workers' pay was to be deducted and sent to Mexican banks to be collected by workers when they returned home. But little, if any, of that money was ever collected. Over the next 2 years, Gutierrez organized ex-braceros on both sides of the border who wanted to reclaim the money. 77-year-old Antonio Alvarez joined the ex-bracero group in Los Angeles. It was 1944 when he signed up for what he calls hard and dangerous work on the Northern Pacific Railroad.
Yo creo que ahora que estoy viejo, que bien me viene servir algunos centavos.
A retired farm worker, Alvarez says he could use the money now. And like many other braceros, he wants his wartime service recognized.
As braceros, we helped with the labor shortage. We came here all alone, and I think we should at least be thanked for what we did.
Some kind of thanks may soon be coming. For the first time in a half century, efforts to recover some of the lost benefits may meet with some success. In this country, Chicago attorney Jonathan Rothstein is preparing a class action lawsuit on behalf of braceros who participated in the program between 1942 and 49. The lawsuit, which is expected to be filed by the end of this month, will likely name the U.S. and Mexican governments, as well as Wells Fargo Bank and Mexico's Rural Credit Bank, defendants. Attorney Jonathan Rothstein.
There were errors in the system. There were apparent failures to audit the deductions. So one could look to the United States government, the Mexican government, and the banks as being at least in part culpable. I mean, there's, a sense that this piece of history and wrongs that were committed during that era ought to be some recompense made. There ought to be some justice achieved for victims of that period.
It's nearly impossible to predict what a judge might do with this case, says Viviana Andrade, an attorney who deals with immigration issues in Los Angeles. The suit could run into trouble, she says, because of the age of the claims. But she says the lawsuit presents a chance for the Mexican and U.S. governments to resolve past problems with the Bracero program, just as they embark on talks that could forge a new set of immigration policies.
It reminds us that there were certain taints from the last program, problems with the last programs, and issues that remain unresolved, and with an opportunity to resolve them laid at the feet of the Mexican government and perhaps with the United States government.
Newly elected President Vicente Fox has met with some of the ex-braceros and has committed to investigate the issue of the missing money. So has the Mexican Congress. Lawsuit organizers say they hope the suit leads to a negotiated settlement. Many of the braceros, they say, may not live to see the case decided by a judge. For NPR News, I'm Robin Urovich in Los Angeles.